I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 1st. A developer that wanted to build a new apartment complex at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree 2 years ago is back with a smaller proposal. Zom Living is now proposing a 325-unit apartment development, down from the 500 units that was withdrawn 2 years ago in the face of intense resident opposition. Zom filed plans on Friday for the new development on 9 acres of vacant land behind the plaza. The $140 million project has 200 fewer units than the original proposal, with one four-story building, more green space, and a tall landscaped berm that would block it from nearby neighborhoods. Zom says the development will generate about $550,000 a year in tax revenue, which could be attractive as Braintree faces a deficit and recently approved an $8 million property tax override. There is a proposal for another new mixed-use development in Quincy Center. The Grossman Companies want to build a new apartment, retail, and office complex at the current site of the Boston Market TJ Maxx Shopping Center. During an initial presentation to the planning board last week, plans for a seven-story, 256-unit apartment complex and one-story retail building were unveiled. The plan calls for ground-level restaurants and retail and office space, plus a separate freestanding multi-tenant building at the current site of the Burger King restaurant. The apartments would be an even mix of studio, one- and two-bedroom units. There would be covered parking under the new building, along with surface-level parking. The Grossman Salvage and then Lumber Yard was founded on that site in 1890, and there would be a nod to the history of the site in the new development. A formal proposal will be made in August. Grossman's also recently purchased the Star Market property across the street for $41.5 million, but future plans for that site have not yet been announced. Well, the Adams National Historical Park here in Quincy will be holding a reading of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th at 10 a.m. and noon at the Adams Birthplaces on Franklin Street in South Quincy. A historical reenactor will portray John Adams, and live music will be provided by Larry Gall and the Concords. The event will be held outdoors and is weather-dependent. The event is free to the public and does not require a ticket. A performance of Jefferson and Adams, a stage play by Howard Ginsberg, will be held on July 4th at 2 p.m. at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center. The play centers on the friendship between John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Abigail Adams. That program is also free to the public and no registration is required. City of Quincy will sponsor a patriotic celebration this Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center with an evening of patriotic and great American songbook music. National award-winning recording artist Michelle Brooks Thompson will open the event with the national anthem. The event will also feature a dance performance, Broadway singers, martial arts demonstrations, and folk music. Food will be available for purchase, but there is no admission charge. The Housneck Community Council will hold their annual Chris and Trudy Peter Blood Drive on July 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street. That drive will benefit the American Red Cross. Other news today, jurors in the Karen Reed trial went home for the weekend after telling the judge on Friday that they could not agree, only to be told to keep trying. The jury must decide whether prosecutors have proven that Reed drunkenly and angrily slammed into her Boston police officer boyfriend with her Lexus SUV and left him to die. The defense challenged the evidence and suggested that one or more colleagues killed O'Keefe, dumped his body outside in a panic, and then framed Reed to cover it up. On their fourth day of deliberations in the two-month murder trial, a four-person told the judge they had not reached a unanimous verdict, despite an exhaustive review of the evidence and that their diligent consideration of all disputed evidence. But Judge Beverly Canoni told the six men and six women to take lunch and try again. They did for several more hours and then adjourned without a verdict. They'll resume deliberating today. Police in Brockton searching for the driver of a vehicle that crashed into a brook last night. Police say the driver was traveling north on Moraine Street. When the vehicle jumped the curb, crashed through a fence, and struck several trees before driving down an embankment and into a brook across from 30 Moraine Street at about 7 p.m. The driver then fled the scene on foot. Police say they're working to determine if the vehicle was stolen, and the incident remains under investigation. Two lanes were closed for hours on Route 24 after a large sinkhole opened up in Stoughton last night. State police announced just after 2 p.m. that the two right lanes heading southbound near mile 37 were closed due to the sinkhole. At 8 p.m., police said temporary repairs allowed traffic to flow again. A reporter at the scene described the sinkhole as about a lane wide and 2 feet deep. Video of the scene showed crawling traffic at a busy construction site. The sinkhole caused delays for travelers heading to Cape Cod for the holiday week. Migrant families will soon be banned from sleeping overnight at Logan Airport. According to Governor Mara Healey, sleeping at the airport will be prohibited starting July 9th. Instead, migrants staying at Logan will be offered a transfer to a controversial new safety net site at an old prison in Norfolk. Staff at Logan will inform migrants of the new policy and help them get somewhere else, quote, where they have family or another option for a safe place to stay, end quote. The new policy comes days after Healey sent representatives to the southern border in Texas to spread the word that Massachusetts shelters are full. The state's emergency shelter system hit a capacity of 7,500 families back in November. Emergency Assistance Director Scott Rice, who traveled to the border earlier last week, said the Norfolk site and a new 9-month time limit for families in the emergency shelter system put the state in a position to end overnight stays at the airport. Governor also said the state's been pushing to shorten the length of time people stay in shelters. The state has processed nearly 4,000 people for work permits. Many of them are employed right now in hospitality and health care. There have also been 200 to 300 families exit every month from the shelter system. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated on Friday. The Dow was down 45 points. The Nasdaq dropped 126, and the S&P fell 22. Shares advanced early today in Europe. The euro rose, the dollar is higher, and oil at $82 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Padres 4-1. They will travel to Miami for a series with the Marlins beginning tomorrow night at 6:40. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy and a spot shower possible this afternoon, high of 78. For tonight, clearing, low 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 83. Wednesday, partly sunny, high of 85. And on the 4th of July, hazy, hot, and humid with a high near 90 degrees. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northerly winds, 10 to 15, will decrease 5 to 10 knots later today. High tide, 7:56 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, July 1st.